Hello, I want to welcome you today to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Belani Gregory, and today I want to share with you from the book of Daniel, and I want to talk about a subject of preparing you to battle. And that's what this portion of scripture that I have chosen, what it deals with, is a portion of scripture I'm sure we have all heard many, many times. But God's Word is a living Word, and every time I hear or read a scripture, it's alive, something new comes out. And today I want to talk to you from Daniel, and I want to read from Daniel chapter 3. And I want to begin with verse 2. I want to pray first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the listeners of this broadcast today will be anointed to hear your word. Not only anointed to hear your word, but anointed to receive it with the intent to obey it. And Lord God, we want to thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to speak forth your word and proclaim the gospel in this day. I pray, Lord, that you prepare our hearts to serve, that you prepare our souls to live towards you, that, Lord, you help us to be preparing to witness the gospel and to tell the sweet story of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you help us to stand boldly and not be afraid to make a stand in this day and in this hour that we now live in. Give us grace, give us strength, give us courage, O God, we pray. Let your word dwell richly in us, O God, this day we pray. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. And it's in the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I want to read from Daniel chapter 3, verse 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. In this time in history of Israel, they had been carried off into captivity into Babylon. And in this portion of scripture, we're going to talk about three of the Hebrew young men that were carried off into captivity, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that was their Babylonian names. And in this portion of scripture, King Nebuchadnezzar had built of himself an image. He had built an image of himself, and he had sent out invitations to come, for everyone to come see this great image that he had built of gold. It was 125 foot high, 12 and a half foot wide. I tell you what, ooh, that is some type of an image. And he had sent out invitations for people to come and to see and to worship and bow down before this image. In other words, he was preparing the kingdom to bow. He was preparing the kingdom to give homage to a false god. How does that sound now? Doesn't that sound like our society today? They are preparing the nations today to worship false gods. They're sending out their invitations. They have their images. They have their meeting places. And Nebuchadnezzar, when he did this, he called the sheriffs. He called the governors. He called all in authority. He called the high-ups the high-ups. He called them all to come in, and this was going to be a great time of dedication. And then the Bible says that when he called them together, they had the band there. You know, the world makes everything, they want to make it all look good. They have the golden images. They have the big crowds. They have the big bands. And they want to prepare you to bow down to their system and their beliefs. But if ever there was a time that we stand for God, it has to be now. We don't need to be preparing and accepting invitations to go to places to bow down and worship the false idols of this world, but we need to be preparing ourselves to make a bold and courageous stand for our God. And when these invitations had been made and the day had been set, they all gathered in this place where this image was. And he had the band to play the music. And when the band played, that was the sign for everyone to bow down and pay homage to this image. You know, sweet music and the fancy clothes and all that. Let me tell you, I don't care what kind of band they have. If they're playing for the false gods, if they're playing for the world system, if they're playing for the feel-good group, let me tell you better beware because it's a setup. Have you ever seen a setup? This was a setup. A setup to all you gotta do. You don't have to make any waves. You don't have to cause any disturbance. You don't have to cause any trouble. All you do is get up and put your good clothes on. Go down to where the king told you. And when you hear this great band play, just simply make one bow and it's over with and we're going back home. That's what the world wants you to do. But let me tell you something. If you bow today, you're going to have to bow tomorrow. And if you bow tomorrow, you're going to have to bow the next day. That's the reason I love it when David was out in the sheep's pasture. And when he went in to Saul and check out on the armies of God, they asked him, and he said, "I'll fight Goliath." And they asked him, "Well, why can you do that?" He said, "Because one day a bear came out to my father's sheep and I killed him. And the next day a lion came out and I killed that lion." You say, "Well, why would he bother with just one lamb?" Let me tell you something. One lamb today, one lamb tomorrow, one lamb the next day. And first thing you know, you don't have a flock. You don't have a herd. You're sitting there with nothing. And let me tell you, that David knew that principle. He said, "No, I didn't even give up one lamb. I didn't give up one sheep, even if it was a bear, even if it was a lion." And that's the mentality we have to be today. No, I'm not going to bow today. I'm not going to bow tomorrow. I didn't bow yesterday. And every time you bow to the world system, you're going to lose ground. Every time you bow to the world system, you're going to lose the anointing of God in your life. You got to make that bold and courageous stand. And I love this part right here, that when the music played and everybody bowed down, it was noticed that there was three that did not bow down. And the Bible says that they accused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went before the king, and they made this great speech, "Oh, king, live forever. Oh, we just love you," and all this kind of good stuff. And he said that it's been brought to our attention that there were three out here that would not bow. Why did they go and tell the king? The king didn't see it, but they went and told the king about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that would not. Servants of the Most High God, servants of the only God, who said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And he said, these people here, they wouldn't bow down. Let me tell you something. When others bow, And they do not want you. They do not want you to stand because your stand convicts them. Let me tell you that again. When others are bowing down, because you make a stand for God, it convicts them. And when you stand and you won't bow, it puts them under conviction. Let me tell you something. That's what happened that day. They knew they shouldn't have been worshiping a false god. They knew that golden image that the king made. But you know what? They didn't want to go against the system. They didn't want nobody to mess up their money. They didn't want to lose their position in the kingdom. And they wanted to make the king good. That's why our country's in the shape it's in now. Everybody, we got a government. We want to please everybody. We got to be careful. We don't offend nobody. We don't want to lose our position. We're afraid here and we're afraid there. And every time you turn, we're bowing, we're bending, we're making, we're just making compromises in Abraham. But I love what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood there. Ground, and they would not, let me tell you, they would not bow. Who is your God that can deliver you out of my hands? That's what Nebuchadnezzar asked. Let me tell you what. He got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He bought them up, and then he gave them another chance to bow down. He said, "Listen here, I'm going to give you one more chance. We're going to have the band come back together. We're going to play the music, and we're going to give you one more chance to bow down and worship this image I made." Let me tell you, the devil always gives you another chance. I had an uncle in my life. I loved him very much, but he had a trouble with alcohol. And you know what? It was times he couldn't get enough meat. He couldn't get clothes to wear. He had no place of his own to live, but he could always get one more drink. Though he didn't have no money, somewhere, somehow, somebody would give him something to drink. Let me tell you something. The devil is always going to see that you get one more hit of that drug. The devil's always going to see that you get one more chance to bow down. You might not have clothes to wear. Let me tell you, the devil is not going to provide for you. And the system that he has is on sand. It's on shaky ground. You might be having it all today, and in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it will be gone. But when you're standing for God, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and His blessings will always come upon you. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." That's in the good times. That's in the bad times. That's in times of recession. And that's when the stock market's up, the stock market's down, because we're not dependent on that. We're dependent on the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man. And when this happened, the Bible says that he played the music, and he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego another chance to bow down. And I love what they told him. He said, "Listen, King, we're not careful to speak in this matter." In other words, we're not concerned about being politically correct when it comes to our God. We're not going to bow down. And he said, "Let me tell you something else. If it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." I love that part. He said, "Let me tell you, you got a furnace here threatening us that if we don't bow down, we're going to be thrown into the furnace. But even at that, we're not going to bow down. God's able to deliver us, and we will be delivered one way or the other, because if we die, we're just going to be with him. But no matter what happens here today, no matter what the turnout is, we're still not going to bow down." That's the kind of people that I want to see today. I want to see people that will stand up and say, "I'm going all for God. It makes no difference what the situation is. It makes no difference what kind of setup it is. It makes no difference what kind of plans you have for me to bow down. How many images of gold you have. How many bands you have. How many decrees you've made. How many fiery furnaces you have set up before me. I'm not going to bow down, and I'm not going to bend, and I'll not burn. If God so chooses to take me home, it's just simply goodbye world. Hello, Jesus. I'm not afraid of what man can do, because my God is mightier than any man. My God is mightier than any golden image, and my God is stronger than any a furnace that you can put up. Because no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against the child of God shall prosper. I tell you, that's hallelujah time. That should make you shout today. Because if God be for you, child, who can be against you? And I love it. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar got angry at him. And you know, the devil get mad when you go against the system. And he had them bound. He tied them up. And that's what the devil wants to do to you. He wants to bind you up. He wants to tie you up. He wants to make a public spectacle out of you. He wants to drag you up in front of everybody and say, "Look here at this person. They do dare to stand for God." But don't let that hinder you, because I'm going to tell you the end of the story. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. I'm going to tell you what the ending, how it came out to be. I want to tell you that God is what he did then, he'll do today. And the Bible says that he got mad, and he told them to heat the furnace up 1/7 time hotter than it want to be heated. Let me tell you, fire is fire. If you throw somebody in the fire, they're going to burn. But he wanted to get it a little bit hotter than it want to be heated. In other words, he had to stop at a certain point, or it would melt it clean down. In other words, we're going to just show you how powerful we are. We got the band. We got the rulers. We got the fine clothes. We got the big image. And we got the power to put you in the fire. But let me tell you, there is a higher power. Old Nebuchadnezzar found out that day that there was a higher power. And we today, when we stand for God, God, we can tell the world, hey, there is a higher power, and His grace is sufficient to carry us through anything. And they bound Shadrach, they bound Meshach, and they bound Abednego, and they threw them into the furnace. Oh, and they got the strongest men they could find. They got the strongest and the biggest warriors they could find. And the Bible says that when they threw them into the fire, that the flames lashed out and killed the ones that put them in the fire. Let me tell you something. You better be careful how you touch the anointing of God. Because let me tell you, all that fire will reach out and take down the wicked, the one that you had set up to do God's people harm. You better watch out, because that's a backlash on that thing. You better watch out how you touch the anointed of God. You better watch out. And when the King Nebuchadnezzar looked in the porthole of that furnace, I like what the Bible says. He turned to ones around him and he said, "Didn't we cast in three?" They said, "Yes, King, we put Shadrach, we put Meshach, and we put Abednego in there. We tied them up. We threw them in the furnace because they wouldn't bow down to you." And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Let me tell you something. I see four in there, and the fourth is like the Son of Man, like the Son of God." In other words, he got a glimpse of Jesus in that furnace. And he said, "There's something else too. They're loose and they're dancing in there. The fire has no hold on them. The fire has no harm on them." Oh, and then he said, called in there, and he said, "Shadrach, Meshach, come on out." Oh, can you imagine how it was that day? Oh, when they refused to bow, when they refused to bend, when they refused to go down before that image, and they made their stand, and they were cast bound down in the furnace, but they walked out on their own power, and it wasn't their own power, it was the power of God. You say, why? Because the fourth man in the fire showed up and delivered. Let me tell you, people, don't ever forget this. Oh, don't ever forget this. When the fire is in your soul, the fire in the furnace won't hurt you. Oh, let me tell you that again. When you got the Holy Ghost fire in your soul, the fire in the furnace will not hurt you. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. I love the part when they came out and they gave praise and honor to glory to God. And let me tell you something. When they came out, there was not a smell of smoke on them. They were no longer bound. Not even a hair on their head was singed. You say, why? They had the fire in the soul, and that beat, that outweighs, that's greater than any furnace the devil can throw in. And then I love the part when they came out. Come on now, when they came out of that fire, when they came out of that furnace, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 27, it said, "And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them." In other words, the whole group that looked at them when they were thrown in and made a spectacle of, when they were thrown into the furnace, they got another look. They got a look when they came out of that fire. They got another look. They came out. They didn't have any, the fire of the furnace didn't have any effect on them. It didn't even have smell of smoke on their clothes. Not one hair on their head was singed. Let me tell you, some of you today, you're right in the midst of the fire. You're right in the midst of a trial. You're right in the midst of a tribulation. But I'm telling you, you're not in there by yourself. The fourth man in the fire is showing up, and he will bring you out. And the ones that are watching you, they'll see you come out of that furnace with no hurt and no harm. You say, why? Because God is the higher power. God is the higher power, and His law and His word outweighs anything an earthly king or a government could ever bring up. We just gotta know that we gotta stand for Him. It makes no difference what the world world system tries to do to us. And then I love this part right here. I love this part right here in verse 30 of this third chapter. After they withstood the fire, after they withstood the ridiculing and the accusing, and people wondering, well, this is, they probably said, well, that's the end of them three Hebrew boys. And they bowed down, the others bowed down because they feared the king. They feared their positions. They feared what happened to their bank account. But the men of God that wouldn't bow, and that had fire in the soul, the furnace had no effect upon them. And in verse 30, this is what happened. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the prominence of Babylon. Let me tell you something. God delivered them. And because they made a stand, when Nebuchadnezzar saw what their God had done, he gave them a promotion on the spot before all of their accusers, before all of the kingdom. He gave them a promotion on the spot. And let me tell you, after the fire, it comes promotion. Oh, God can bring you up before the very ones that's trying to do you in, and before the very ones that's trying to hurt you, or that situation that's trying to take your life out. When God brings you out, He'll promote you. You just go ahead and you make your stand and you weather the time. Because you're not there alone. The fourth man in the fire has showed up, and he will bring you out. And let me tell you, a walk with the potter makes strong the clay. He'll take out the flaws. He'll take out the impurities, and he'll sanctify and cleanse you. And when you come out of that thing, you'll be stronger than before, and God has a promotion for you. I want to encourage you today. And know that God has a promotion for you. Know that God has a blessing for you. And know that God will bring you out. And God will deliver you. You just need to make a stand for Him. Oh, the world is preparing you to bow. The world is getting you out of system and they want you to bow. But oh, when you see that invitation, when you hear that music play, when you hear the image, when you see the rest of the world bowing and giving in, go back to that place and time when the three Hebrew boys would not bend, would not bow, and would not burn, and they received a promotion. You walk in the Word of God, and you go back to that time, and you go back to that place, and you know that the same God that delivered them is here to deliver you, and He will take care of you, and He will bring you out of that fire, and He will give you promotion. Just hold on, child. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Oh, God has everything under control. And all the kings of the earth, they may rule and reign, and they may bring up some man-made thing, but heaven and earth will pass away. But God's word is here to stay. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. God has it under control. God controls your life. God controls your finances. God controls the system. But you need not bow and burn. You need to stand and believe and be promoted. I pray today that the message has been an encouragement to you. And I pray today that this word that you've heard, oh, that it will encourage your heart. Let me tell you something. Oh, God can bring you out of fire. And He can loose you. He can make you free. And He can cause you to be a great witness. That's what we need today. We need to see men and women that are not afraid to stand, that are not afraid to make that holy stand, that's not afraid to say, listen, y'all do what you want to do. There's an old song that my people used to sing long ago. I used to hear it in the church I attended. It says, if you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. Let me tell you, I don't want you to bow down to the world system. I don't want you to bow down to the false religion. I don't want you to bow down to some golden image. I want you to stand for God. But if you bow, if the whole kingdom bows, we got to stand. You might look beside you and only two more with you, or maybe one more. But don't forget old Paul and Silas down in prison when they were cast into the inner prison for preaching the gospel. They were in there because they made a stand for Jesus. But at the midnight hour, they begin to pray. At the midnight hour, they begin to sing praises. At the midnight hour, earthquake came, and it shook that place, and it loosed them, and they came out free. You say, why? That same Jesus that showed up in that fiery furnace, showed up in that prison for Paul and Silas, and salvation came in that prison that night. The jailer got saved. All promotion took place that day, and the same Jesus, the same one that showed up on that day with Paul and Silas, will show up. And let me tell you about the midnight. All midnight hours end in daybreak. Oh, don't be discouraged. Don't be downhearted. God's got a daybreak. God's got a promotion. And God's got a blessing for y'all. Today, if you don't know Jesus, and you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, today, take the time to say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I'm sorry for my sins. And I accept You as my Savior and my Lord. Oh, come into my heart and come into my life. I receive You as my Savior. Write my name down in glory. And Lord, become the Lord and Savior of my life. And give me grace and strength to stand for You in Jesus' name. I pray today that you enjoy the message. And I pray today that you'll realize that God has everything under control. Let me tell you, God is faithful, and He'll not leave you and He'll not forsake you. But God takes care. I said God takes care of His own. God bless you today, and thank you for listening to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast.